This particular story tells a story of a simple Russian peasant farmer and how easy it is for any of us, not just this man, to fall into the trap of human greed. He was doing very nicely, but the devil decided to tempt him, and so he put into his mind a dissatisfaction with his life, and this is something many of us feel from time to time. We're dissatisfied and we wish for a little more, sometimes a lot more. So the devil put it into his mind that the land that he had was not enough. How much land is enough for a man? And the devil appeared to him one day and said to him, "All the land that your shadow can fall across from sunrise to sunset will be yours." Now that's a very tempting idea for anybody. So he thought to himself, "Well, I'm a fit man, strong, I can cover plenty of land between sunrise and sunset." So he sets off confidently in the morning, covers plenty of land. Oh, and he's very pleased with himself. He's got some food and drink with him because he doesn't want to stop. So he eats and drinks along the way. Looks up every so often at where the sun is. Oh, but there's still plenty of time. Well, he's beginning to feel a little tired now. Also, it's a warm day, so he discards his jacket and then his shirt. But beginning to perspire. Beginning to feel tired, but thinks, "Oh no, I mustn't stop. I'll be losing time. I'll be losing opportunity for more land." So he's walking, but not quite as steadily as before. And the devil's looking on. "Oh, yes," he said, "you're doing very well, aren't you?" Now we're into the afternoon, and even for a strong and fit person, constantly walking, on a warm day, you're going to feel the effects. But, "Oh no, mustn't stop, mustn't stop." He's sweating now, and he's feeling himself driven. He would like to actually stop and take a little rest. But no, mustn't, mustn't. Looking up now at where the sun is, how quickly the day is passing. It must be late afternoon now. Must go on, must go on. Now he's stumbling forward. Not walking now, stumbling forward. Wiping his brow to stop the perspiration getting into his eyes. Now we're going into the early evening. Oh, look where the sun is. Mustn't stop, mustn't stop, must go on. Now he's crawling. Now, as the devil looks, he sees not a man walking on 2 feet, but a man crawling on all fours, resembling no longer a man, but an animal. Mustn't stop, mustn't stop, must go on, can't stop. And the devil is looking. "Surely you can take a little rest now. Look at the land now. You'll be equal to the nobles that you always see in their carriages with their vast estates. And you only had that little farmstead, didn't you? Nice as it was and doing very well. But look, look what you will have now." "But no, mustn't stop. Mustn't stop. Must go on. Must go on. Must go on." Now he looks to where the sun is. It's beginning to sink. Oh, surely it's not sinking. Surely I'm imagining it. Now he's really crawling, really weak. The strong, confident, fit man that began that morning. This is not what the devil sees now. He sees a shambling, crawling creature. Driven, driven. Not a man, not a reasoning being at all. Finally, as the sun sinks, he falls dead. And the devil laughs and laughs, holding his sides. So how much land, in the end, did he really have? 6 feet of earth.